On this week's Tourism Roundup, we tell you about the most romantic spot in Jamaica, Lover's Leap in St. Elizabeth. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Located east of Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth, Lover's Leap is a sheer 1,700-foot cliff overhanging the sea. The romantic story of Lover's Leap dates all the way back to the days of slavery. The story goes that two young lovers would meet secretly on the adjoining Yardley Chase plantation. The owner wanted the female for himself and arranged to have her lover sold. Not wanting to be separated, the two hand in hand plunged to their death. Jake's Holdings Limited now operates Lover's Leap, taking over from the tourism product development company TP Deco. With the new management comes an expansion of offerings at the attraction, perfect for families.
We have a restaurant and bar now. Patrons can come and enjoy the bar. We have live music on a Sunday afternoon. There's also the regular tour that was there on the TP Deco, which we are in the process of trying to expand. We are also responsible for the acreage of land that is below Lover's Leap going down to the sea as well. And so with that, there's tours that people can book, hiking tours that go down to the bottom and back up. That's also in the offering.
General Manager Jake's Holdings Limited, David Ebanks. There are plans to include a zip line at the attraction in the near future. But for now, here's what you can expect when you visit Lover's Leap.
For persons who have never been there before, apart from the restaurant, which has a fantastic ambiance, and a part of the ambiance of the restaurant is because of the location. And that location is iconic. I mean, there is nowhere else, well, I would say certainly in the island, but definitely on the south coast, that's like that. It offers you on a clear day, it's literally a window to the world. And you cannot adequately describe what you see. You really have to see. If it was just the view, people might say, well, I've come, I've seen the view. But then with the restaurant and the ability to come and dine, and you can dine indoors, you can dine outdoors. There are two gazebos outdoors that you can have the food served outdoors in the gazebos. So it really offers a unique atmosphere to dine in that really doesn't exist anywhere else in Jamaica.
General Manager Jake's Holdings Limited, David Ebanks. Mr. Ebanks says future plans for the location includes more live entertainment. To kick things off, Jake's Holdings Limited will be celebrating its 25th anniversary this weekend. A concert will be held at Lover's Leap on Sunday, featuring Ernie Smith. Opening hours for Lover's Leap are Mondays to Thursdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and on Sundays 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, call 965-6887 or 595-2421. In our No Jamaica segment this week, Nigrel Point Lighthouse in Westmoreland. French company Bubbler and Bernard built the lighthouse in 1894 on a tank 14 feet deep, which is kept filled with water. This is to keep the tower balanced and secure in the event of an earthquake. It is situated at South Nigrel Point, at the extreme western end of the island. And before we go, the Ministry of Tourism is inviting tourism workers to its awareness and sensitization seminar on the new Tourism Workers Pension Scheme at the Montego Bay Convention Center, Friday, March 16 at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.